All right, everybody. Happy late Halloween. It's Halloween right now while we're recording this podcast. It's going to be two weeks late, but or actually just 1 week late. But yeah. But anyway.
Hope you all guys had a spooky time.
Yeah, yeah. I know I did. Very spooky. But I got a joke for you, David. You ready?
Lay it on
me. This is from Beano.com.
Okay.
We all know Albert Einstein was a genius.
Yeah.
But his brother Frank was a monster.
Albert Einstein? Okay.
Frank Einstein?
Frank Einstein. Oh, Frank Einstein.
Yeah. His brother was just a monster.
Einstein. Welcome back to the Bored Podcast, everybody. I am one of your hosts, David, here with my co-host. Well, we're both co-hosts.
Yeah, I guess. We're both co-hosts, yeah. Yeah. Well, man, were you about to say that you're the host and I'm the co-host? That's pretty unbelievable. God, we've been doing this now for 8 weeks. What the hell?
I have a bit of a superiority complex.
That's okay. So
I am
we
an
all
ubermensch.
I am an ubermensch.
I believe I am ubermensch.
Dude, I'm an ubermensch too. Welcome to the club.
Wait, what?
Wait.
We can't both be ubermensch?
No, there can be more than one ubermensch.
But I'm better than the other ones.
Well, that's what makes you an ubermensch. Anyway. Welcome back. We're stoked to be doing another episode.
I'm so stoked to be here.
Yeah. David and I, although like we've been getting a little bit of trouble recently.
We have been.
We've been bad kids.
But like we've been bad kids, whatever, without actually doing anything like that bad.
No, it's I think honestly our problem is getting caught.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah, that's the big one. And that's kind of our main problem. Well, it's funny because it's stuff that I think everybody does, but for some reason it's been.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like almost everybody has gone pool hopping, which is essentially, you know, you hop a fence into a community pool that you're not supposed to be at.
Exactly, yeah.
And then you just want to go soak in the tub for a little bit.
You see, this is the thing. Where we're at right now in Wanaka, I know everyone does it.
I know so many people. I know I've gone and done this exact pool with different groups of people.
No. We have friends.
Friends.
That have gone and done this exact pool.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just our friends. No, so, but friends. I know so many people who did it. My parents tell me stories all the time of when they were kids and they were doing it, or younger and they were doing it.
It's not hurting anyone.
No. I mean, and we, you know, so just to give a little bit of background, you know, we went into the lake, and if you've been in the Lake Wanaka, you know it's very cold. And so we all talk to each other like, hey, we want to go and, you know, warm up a little bit. Do we know a spa?
I felt like putting myself in a warm body of water.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Yeah. And
the only thing between me and this warm body of water was a fence.
Which was chest high, mind you.
Yep.
So not really a legitimate fence.
No, it's almost being asked to be jumped over.
Yeah. So we parked our car. We walked over and we, not even thinking about it, just sort of hopped over this fence and got in the hot tub. We weren't, we weren't partying. We weren't doing anything wrong. We were seriously just sitting there.
We were chilling.
Chilling so hard. Yeah. We're not going to mention where this, we're going to keep this location undisclosed so that nobody else goes and, you know, does this. I think at the end of the day, you probably shouldn't be, you know, technically quote unquote trespassing.
No, it's not something you should be doing, but. It's something that everyone...
Something that everybody does. Yeah.
I mean, we just got caught, dude.
Yeah, and so, and when we say we got caught, we mean that one minute we were sitting in a hot tub enjoying ourselves, next minute there is a very angry, very red in the face...
So red.
Slightly overweight gentleman towering over us, threatening us with a quote on... quoting him, a hiding.
Yep. He... Yeah.
Or getting the police involved. He was.
He came on so strong.
Oh yeah.
He did
hostile.
Not have to come
hostile.
On. So if he just came in and he was like, "Hey guys, you know, you guys can't be in here. You guys just hop out."
Yeah.
We would have hopped out.
Oh, 100%.
But he came in. He's like, "If I catch you guys here again, I'm gonna give you a hiding.
And
wait,
get the police
before
involved.
You guys leave, let me take a picture of you."
Yeah. So he has a picture of us on his phone, shirtless in a hot tub. It's a little creepy. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But he was just. He was just so aggressive with how he handled it.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be that aggressive.
No, he didn't. And, yeah, I mean, it was honestly, like, we were in the wrong completely. You know, we were in a pool that we weren't supposed to be at. We were on somebody else's, well, the community property. And, but, man, he was really aggro.
He made the argument. He's like, if I came over and hopped into your spa pool. Oh, wait, was it?
No. He said, if I came over and went and took a shower at your house without asking, would you be okay with that? And
that's not the same thing.
No, it's not.
This is a community hot tub. It's
not his house. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are you so angry about this?
Yeah. Well, here's my theory. So I think that somebody else who lived in the community, a lady that we saw parked in the parking lot, we think that she saw us go and, you know, jump over the fence. And then she called him. And we think that he was in town with his friends.
I think so.
And so he got called out of that situation, which honestly, I'd be pissed off too. But we're not the reason you should be pissed. I mean, we are kind of the reason that you should be pissed off. But also, this lady that you're dealing with, she's a snitch.
She's an absolute, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say this word. The K word.
She's a goddamn Karen.
She is the biggest Karen.
I saw her sitting
in her SUV.
Yeah.
I looked at her. She had like the big mum sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Karen haircut.
Yeah. Classic. She waited in the parking lot for just to see us being caught and with our heads hanging down and leaving the vicinity.
Yeah. And then we got called to the police station.
Yeah, and then we for pool hopping, which I guarantee a bunch of listeners who are listening right now have done this before. We actually got called into the police station.
He said he was going to give us a warning.
Yeah.
I mean, no, he said, like, if I ever catch you here again, I'm going to get the police involved.
Yeah, yeah.
But you see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was a real smart ass.
Not going to lie. David was chirping back.
Yeah, well, he came into the situation providing this energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, with every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
Yeah, that's so this is Newton's law right there.
You can't throw out that energy and not expect it to come back. And I was just giving it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, which is funny because I'm usually a very calm person.
Very cool-headed, yeah.
Yeah, I don't snap on people, but like, it was partly because he was so angry at what we were doing, and what we were doing wasn't doing anything. I mean, it was...
We weren't hurting anybody.
We were in the wrong, but we weren't hurting anyone.
Yeah, yeah,
and he was just so angry. He was red and, yeah.
And, I mean, we were, like, we put the cover back on. Honestly, if we would have gone and left, there would have been no trace of us ever having been there. We didn't cause any damage.
No.
We were just looking for a little bit of hot water to
warm
up in. Jeez.
But as we were leaving, here's the reason as to why I think we got called into the police station. As we were leaving, I don't know how we heard this, but I kind of mumbled under my breath. I'm like, asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He probably heard that.
I think he probably did, yeah.
And then when we were getting into the car and he was also getting into his car to leave, I told him that if I ever get a hot tub, I'll invite him over.
Yeah, yeah. If I get a spa, I'll invite you around, yeah?
Yeah. And then he's like, all right. Then he hops into the car and drives off.
Yeah, yeah.
Then on the drive back to,
where we're living. Yeah, yeah.
This is why we think he was in the town with his friends.
Yeah.
Because when we were driving past the main road, we saw this guy walking down the street.
He was walking back to the bar that he was
at. It looked like
he
was walking back to the bar. His head was still so red with rage.
Yeah.
So I winded my window down in the back seat. We were driving quite slow beside him. And I just gave him... We had eye contact for at least 5 seconds. Just staring each other down. And I could see he was like so angry that we were doing this. And then I was like, Then I flipped him off.
David flipped him in the bird. And our other friend were in the front seat. And we were just looking back like, oh, no.
I flipped him off. And then you could just see inside him. You could just see him explode.
The rage boiling
over. The rage.
Yeah.
He just like looks at me and just like points at me.
Which explains why he had the energy to then file a report. And take it to the police. And I think the words that we got from the police were, just don't get on the nerves of grumpy old men. We're not very happy people.
Hey, it's a really hard thing to do when the grumpy old man's being an asshole.
It's true. And honestly, he was threatening us, and
yeah.
And we were told later that this certain individual is known for giving a beating or two out. So it's not that cool, man.
No, no. Dude, yeah. Imagine if he just whooped our ass that day.
Oh, yeah. That would have sucked.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
What other encounters with the authorities have we had recently?
I had to take a video down.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So,
earlier in the season, me and Ricardo made a house tour of the house we were living at. Well, right now, as we're recording this, we're not at that house anymore.
Yeah, we're at a different house.
Yeah.
Because we got kicked out. No, just kidding. No, we didn't get kicked out. Our lease just, our term just ended.
Yeah.
But I
had to take the video down because I guess the owner of the house stumbled upon it. That's what they said.
Yeah.
He stumbled upon the video of the house tour and he's like, well, you got to take that down.
Yeah.
But I'm just.
I mean, I can kind of understand.
They said it breaches his privacy.
Yeah.
Don't rent your house out.
Like, yeah, I mean, if you're living in a rented house, I assume that you're allowed to post,
dude,
like, photos
of
it,
the
right?
House.
Yeah.
And it wasn't,
that you're living in.
And it wasn't, like, a full-on, like, if you watched the video, you would know it wasn't, like, a full-on house tour.
No.
It was more of, like, a comedy sketch.
Yeah.
The whole thing. It wasn't, like, showing all the floor plans so a robber can sneak in.
I don't even think we showed all the doors.
Dude, we didn't. We cut to the rooms.
It wasn't.
I think the main reason why we had to take it down is because we showed off all the really crappy aspects of that house.
Yeah, we kind of like we showed that the mailbox hadn't been fixed because they rented it to us and the mailbox was broken, and they were supposed to fix it for the whole time they were there and it never got fixed. And so it was just kind of sitting on top of this post. And the response that we got when we asked for it to be fixed was like, oh, yeah, you know, the mailman ran into it, and their company was supposed to fix it, you know, like, a while ago. But they haven't got around to it. There's a couple screws in the garage if you want to, like, screw it onto the post.
Bro.
Like, what?
So we had to put this mailbox up. And
yeah. And
else?
So then in the video we showed that it wasn't on there, and I think I went to grab mail out of it, and the mailbox just fell off the post.
It did.
Which I don't think they enjoyed. I think he probably wouldn't have been super stoked on that.
No. But if that guy's listening right now, I'm going to list off all the crappy things about this guy's house because I'm pissed off that I had to take this video down. Because
it was a good video.
Dude, it's one of my favorite videos I made from the season.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. This house we rented out, old as, super cold. The windows are not double glazed.
Yeah.
You need to have double glazing. Friggin' the walls are so thin.
Yeah. You can hear everything in the house.
I can hear Rakai listening to YouTube videos from my room.
Yeah.
And we're on other ends of the house.
Yeah.
Like, there's no privacy in that house.
There's trash left in it when we moved
in.
I
would go to the toilet at night, and I'll be afraid to go to the toilet because everyone in the house will hear it. And I didn't want to wake you up with my absurdly loud piss.
Yeah.
It's not an absurdly loud piss. It's a normal volume piss. But
yeah,
a
very
house,
normal volume piss is okay.
Trust me, Amy, my piss is extremely normal.
Yeah.
No, but like, it's just when the house is really quiet, every little sound is amplified.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's impossible to you
the
hear
driveway
everything.
Sucked.
The driveway, I mean, it wasn't that bad. I liked how much space we had for parking.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Yeah. And how you could park under that. But I think the thing I had the most problem with is that, like, a couple of the light bulbs weren't working.
Yeah.
Nobody showed our other flatmate how to turn on the gas.
Oh, true, yeah.
So she, like, she didn't know how to, like, she didn't have hot water for a day or something because she didn't, nobody showed her where everything was. And then,
when we arrived at the house, well, when you guys arrived at the house, there was a bunch of rubbish everywhere.
Yeah, there was a bunch of old food in there as well.
Ew. Yeah.
No, it wasn't
Gross.
Awesome, for sure. But
and this is the big one for me.
Yeah.
No dishwasher.
No dishwasher. Dude, and the faucet. The sink was so bad.
Yeah.
The little faucets, like, they didn't hang out over over the sink.
Dude, they hung out over the sink maybe
an inch,
4 centimeters.
Yeah, like, you couldn't, it was so hard to do dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, the house needs some serious work.
Yeah. You know, me saying that the worst part was having no dishwasher, it's really showing how I don't like dishes.
I don't like dishes.
So privileged to have a dishwasher at home.
Yeah. I honestly didn't... That wasn't the part I minded. I think the thin walls was the part that...
The thin walls,
got on my nerves the most. It wasn't, like, nerves. It was just like, man, this, you can hear everything in this house. and
everything.
Like, yeah. And so you're trying to have like a conversation on the phone, and you're just like, oh, I'm pretty sure everybody in the house can hear what I'm saying right now.
Oh yeah, we were listening.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then what else? Well, okay, I will say though, the view from that house was amazing.
That's one of the only redeeming qualities.
Yeah, and it would get really warm in the springtime. It was awesome.
Like, we're just ripping out this guy's house.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think he's ever gonna hear this.
No, but like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also we're not mentioning the name of the people who rented to us. We're not mentioning what the house
for
was.
For everyone,
yeah.
For all they know, this is a fake house that we made up.
It's true. Yeah. We could also just be full of it. You know, we're just maybe, talking shit.
Maybe we're just so privileged that all of these things, like, they really shouldn't matter.
No, I don't think they do matter, but then in the context of that guy asking us to take that video down, it starts to matter.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Dude, what the hell? Like, why do you care? I mean, obviously, it's his house and stuff, but come on.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. Well... No. I'm trying to put myself in that situation. Like, if I owned that house and I saw that was up.
I wouldn't care.
I probably would be like, but I wouldn't ask them to remove it. There's no way I'd ask somebody to remove that.
No,
it's
I
like,
wouldn't
care.
If someone made a video like that in my house, I'd be stoked, because that was a sick video.
That was a good video.
We put a lot of effort
into
that video.
And all of the, I'm sure there's people who are listening who saw that video. Unfortunately, it's gone forever. And you can't.
Until
you have no access to it.
Until it gets uploaded under a different name.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Dude, Lion keeps calling me.
Well, we could wait till we get our bond back.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Nah. We got to keep it cool with the authorities. Everything we do right now is we're getting in trouble for. So, I mean, it's not really trouble, but it's just like stuff that we have to deal with.
It's just annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And the police officer that talked to us at the police station. Wait, have we already talked about that?
No, I don't think. Oh, how I got pulled over? Yeah, we talked about that.
No, yeah, yeah.
But the same police officer, he was the one who we talked to about the trespassing warning.
Yeah. And he remembered you because of your name.
Yeah, yeah, because yeah. My name. I mean, there's not a lot of people named Rockeye.
No.
yeah, so we have 2 years until we're allowed to, you know, go back to that specific community pool.
Yep. 2 years, the night before Halloween, we're going back.
We're going back. Now, luckily, yeah, that was just unfortunate. Mm. Definitely not going to hop a fence into a pool for a long time or ever.
Rikai got hurt the other day.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did get hurt.
You hurt yourself the other day.
Just see if I could still feel or something
like
that.
What I like about it is because we're just talking about how you're invincible.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, well, I still think I'm invincible, but only partially.
Yeah, you haven't died.
I'm only a little invincible.
Just
a little
invincible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, so I popped ever so slightly wrong on a switchback alley-oop 720. Landed in the flat bottom, but I was like, oh, I got this. Mm. I can ride away. Tried to hold on to it, but instead I just went directly over the nose and buried my shoulder and my face into the flat bottom of the half pipe.
It looked like you were going to land it.
Oh, I thought I was going to land it. Like, yeah. I was fully convinced in the air. I was like, oh, this is it. This is sick.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it wasn't sick. Yeah. Oh, actually, it was on my Instagram story. I was about to say you can go check it out on Instagram, but it's not on my Instagram story. It will be. It's on this video, though, that I'm about to post.
Yeah, Rakai's making a season edit.
Yeah, season edit is coming out.
See this clip.
Probably at the time that this podcast is coming out, it's probably going to be up already.
Really?
So
nice.
Yeah,
go check it out.
Link will be in my bio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, probably.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure out a title for it, actually. Mm. We'll figure it out.
Dude, that really sucks, though.
Yeah, it does. AC joint. Well, yeah, I didn't even tell
you
what I did.
Yeah, you did your AC joint, but we all thought it was a collarbone.
Yeah, yeah.
Broken collarbone.
Yeah.
You have a collarbone.
You have a collarbone. Wait, you have a collarbone?
Yeah, I have a collarbone.
Okay, cool. Me too. It's not broken, which is good. Yeah, we all thought that I broke my collarbone. I thought I broke my collarbone. But yeah, there's a joint that connects your collarbone to your shoulder, the bone in your shoulder, which I'm not, I don't know. But, yeah, I stretched it out about 3 millimeters.
Yeah. You
know, which I'm always going to have a little step in my shoulder now, but it's not bad.
You're feeling better every day, though, now.
Oh, right? Yeah, totally. Well, yeah. I'm doing a lot of, like, rehab exercises Like, basically, anytime I think about it, I just wave my arm in the air.
You know, I have I had a run-in with a magical man the other year.
A magical
when,
man?
When I did my ACL, I went skateboarding after it because you don't need an ACL to be able to walk
yeah,
around.
Right.
So I was skating, and I was talking to this guy that was at the skate park, and I told him that I did my ACL. Or I told him my knee hurt, because
yeah,
at the time
yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he told me straight up, he's like, dude, I... He's like, you get a broken arm, it might take like 6 weeks to heal. I got a broken arm once. I drank the water from Mount Cook, and it healed in 3 weeks.
Damn.
We need to go on an expedition to Mount Cook.
And to get me better?
Find the magic water.
Dude, honestly, I believe in like magical properties in very clean water. I think even if it's just mental... It really, like, it makes you feel like you're drinking something that's going to help you heal. And if you're there mentally,
yeah,
you can heal yourself.
just squeeze really hard.
It's like The Rock in Fast and Furious.
That's
when he
how
just
you got
breaks
your mustache.
His cast off. Yeah, that's how I got a mustache. Just squeeze really hard. Yeah, that's the sound of my mustache breaking through my lip.
Yeah. Dang, but yeah. Mount Cook has magical water.
Mount Cook. So if you're ever around Mount Cook,
someone go get some water from Mount Cook for us.
And bring it to me.
Yeah, we need retirement.
Because I need that
healing
power.
Yeah.
Dude, I booked my tickets to go back to America November 15th.
He's going back to America.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
I know. I'm going from...
You're going from the country that is like... We're doing the best, right?
Oh, yeah. Best in the world by far. There's not a single case.
I don't
want to
say something that's wrong.
Yeah.
We're doing the best. Life is practically normal right now.
Yeah.
Apart from being able to go to other countries.
I mean, we still have to sign in to every, you know, business that we go in where we're supposed to and sort of like log that you've been there so that if a case does break out, then you can contact trace.
Yeah, but it's way more normal than, let's say, America.
Oh, well, I think the problem with America is that a lot of people are acting like it's normal when it's really not normal.
Right, right.
Like, here, you know, we as a country, you know, locked down and eradicated the virus. And at the border, you know, we have, like, a two-week quarantine at a hotel. You know, you have to do that to get into the country. So, basically, we don't have any community cases.
And in America, there's no, like, lockdown. Quarantine you have to go through.
No quarantine you have to go through to get in.
Dude, that's...
Businesses are operating at a pretty high capacity.
That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you're living in America, though, like, it probably doesn't seem that wild, but coming from New Zealand, like, it's crazy. Like, COVID, we take it so seriously here, like, compared to other countries.
Like, we've been in two lockdowns.
Yeah, because the second lockdown, there wasn't even any cases on this island.
No.
But we still, like, went back to level two and had to wear masks. And everybody pretty much, everybody's pretty good about it, to be, you know, to be fair. There's not really anybody who's questioning it. They're just like, oh, yeah, no, this is what we have to do. And they just put their heads down and take care of it. And it's been awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
crazy that our friend Josh has gone to America.
Yeah, well, he's going to the same place that I'm going.
I know.
Yeah. The thing that I'm thinking about that's so bizarre is like stepping off the airplane where it's like this bubble of safety.
Yeah.
And then just stepping out and then it's just automatically into COVID world.
Dude,
COVID
America's
land.
Like the last place I want to go to right now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I really like America, just saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if I ever rip on America, I really like it.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now, I don't want to go to America.
No, no. You know, the cases are shooting, skyrocketing. Same with Europe.
Yeah,
you know it's not great, but
no.
You know it's the Olympic qualifying year and all the events are there, so gotta go do it.
That's right.
Yeah, and also I get to see my girlfriend.
Yep.
I'm very 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 excited for that. Like over the moon. Haven't seen her in what feels like a really long time.
You guys hearing this guy? Absolute
simp.
Simp.
Yeah, man.
Super simp.
Yeah, man.
You know what's funny, though?
What?
Like, I keep calling you a simp, but I've told so many stories on this podcast about being, like, the most simp guy ever.
No. David has this hard outer shell, but inside he's just a gooey goddamn simp.
We're all simps here, though.
I think, honestly, most people, I think everybody should be a little bit simp, because simp is short for sympathetic. And so if you're not a little bit of a simp, I think you might be a sociopath.
Yeah.
So you should probably go get that checked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair assumption, eh?
Fair enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have our first Patreon question segment today.
Oh, yeah. Did we mention we have a Patreon?
Yeah. Do we have a Patreon? We have five now, which is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much to all of you guys.
This question is from our patron. His name is Lucas Viana. And he wants to ask us a little bit about the snowboarder lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
The lifestyle, yeah. So he wants to know where are the best places to visit in terms of, I mean, we're in New Zealand. I'm assuming he's talking about New Zealand. He's from Australia.
Okay.
Like where...
Best places to visit in New Zealand?
Yeah, for like snowboarding? For snowboarding, yeah.
Wanaka.
Yeah, Wanaka is where you want to go.
That's where we are right now. Oh! Honestly, if you're coming to Wanaka and you don't already know a bunch of people, I think Queenstown's the best place for you.
Yeah, actually, Queenstown is a good place
as
well,
If you're only here for, let's say, like a week, or like a week, maybe a little bit longer, I think you're coming from another country, I think you'll have more fun in Queenstown.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can go ride the same mountains that you would if you were staying in Wanaka.
Yeah.
Just Queenstown, there's just like all the tourist kind of stuff to do.
Yeah, and there's also, you know, there's Remarkables over there, and there's Coronet Peak, and there's a couple other places you can get to. But if you're not a tourist and you're wanting to spend a season, I would say, you know, like either one, get a job up Kedrona or TC, Treble Cone. If you do that, you're automatically in the community.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially.
You'll meet so many
new people, and it'll be amazing. And then through that, you can honestly, I mean, this is a little bit, you know, not risky, but you can come stay at the Backpackers while you have a job at Kedrona, and then I guarantee you will meet somebody who will be like, oh, actually, we have an extra room. Do you want to come rent from us? Because it's a really cool community where everybody's just kind of looking for cheaper rent. You know? And so if nothing else, you'll be able to find a cheap place to stay through those connections. Like, so either a job up the mountain or in the snowboard industry is a great way to start. Like, you get your foot in the door through, you know.
Yeah, that's a good
get
one.
Your foot into the door through into the you know, the lifestyle,
for
I
sure.
guess.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And he has one more question that
once,
I like, actually.
Once
or,
you, no, oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, go on.
So one more question that I think I've never really talked about, but like, so what is your favorite part of living the snowboard snow lifestyle and the least favorite part of living the snow lifestyle?
Right now, my favorite part is the community.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if I wasn't doing snowboarding and stuff, I wouldn't know half of the people that I know, more than half of the people I know that I'm friends with. I wouldn't know Rakai.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know Tairoa. I wouldn't know all of these other people, like Kevin, TJ, and all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the community is the big one for me because I'm not trying to be a pro snowboarder.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. What about least favorite?
The community. They're a bunch of assholes. I hate them.
true.
No, I don't know.
I got my least favorite.
I don't know,
favorite.
You go for it, yeah.
My least, okay, I'll start with my least favorite, just so I can end it on a good note. Being goddamn cold, man.
Being cold? Actually, I don't like the cold. We're snowboarders, but I don't like the cold. I don't
especially, you know, enjoy that aspect of it. Like, when you're sitting on a chairlift and you're just shivering and you're freezing your ass off, you start to hate what you do. And you're like, you go into any skate shop or surf shop and you're seeing videos of like guys on the beach and like running into the water with shorts on and then surfing and getting barreled while just wearing shorts getting sunburned. I'm like, why have I chosen the sport? Why am I doing this?
Sometimes that thought does cross my mind.
Yeah. You're just like, man.
Because especially since now we really like surfing.
Yeah, I know. What if we would have picked surfing over snowboarding when we were younger? Like, what if we put as much energy into surfing as we have snowboarding?
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet surfers would say you still wouldn't be able to do it, freaking strapped in bitches.
Yeah.
People hate on snowboarders. They think it's like a, not really, but like they
like
think
the
it's kind
preppy,
of a,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it kind of is, to be fair.
It sucks how like to snowboard in, well,
it's
the
just
most,
such
majority
a crazy
snowboarding.
Yeah.
You need money to be able to do it.
It's a heavy buy-in. It's a heavy buy-in. Yeah. Once you have the equipment and stuff, though, like, it's all right. But, man, it would be nicer if it was a little bit more accessible, for sure.
Like surfing and skateboarding, once you have the board, it's free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can go anywhere. Yeah. I mean, yeah, same with snowboarding, kind of, if you got, like, a split board set up. Like, you can go walk up anywhere, but, like, really, yeah, to enjoy, like, the majority of the sport, you need a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just getting more and more expensive. Yeah. Ugh.
Thinking of going back to surfing and being able to, like, wear shorts.
Yeah.
That's all I want. I want to be able to go surfing somewhere where I don't need to put a wetsuit on.
Yeah, true. Or like a cold wetsuit.
Imagine
too,
how good that would feel. Yeah. It's like walking out, like, you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
All you have your board shorts on already.
Yeah.
Or you're sleeping naked, because that's the best way to sleep.
It's true. Yeah.
It actually is the healthiest way.
True.
I saw it on a Facebook post.
And Facebook never lies.
It's true.
Yeah.
But anyway, all you got to do is you either wake up in your board shorts or you don't. Mm. You just put your board shorts on and then you go out to the beach with your surfboard.
Yeah, that's so nice.
There's no getting ready.
Like, okay, let's talk about getting ready to go ride up Cardrona.
Oh my God.
So you wake up at like probably 7.
No.
And then you're like, okay, yeah, I got to go get my my snowboard pants on, my snowboard jacket. Got to make sure I have my helmet, goggles, gloves. Got to make sure that I have a little snack for up the hill. Actually, that's not really required, but it's nice. And then, hopefully the car has fuel. Otherwise, you have to go fuel up before, you know, you do your 45-minute drive up a dirt goddamn road to where the snow line is. I mean, to be fair, that's only a New Zealand thing, and I kind of love it that it's, like, way up there.
Yeah.
But also, you can't wear your snowboard boots while you're driving. You need to bring another pair of shoes so that you can drive and then put your snowboard boots on up the hill.
Yep.
And then you get out of your car, there's a cold wind blowing at your face and making your cheeks red. And
you've forgotten your boots.
You've forgotten your boots at home.
And then you got to drive back down.
Yeah.
Drive back up. I've done that so many times.
Really? I've only done that once. But you've done it a few times?
I've done it a couple times.
Oh,
man. So many times. I've done it 2 times.
But it feels like so many times.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's so... Yeah. You just feel so defeated.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
When you get up there and you don't have your boots.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's so brutal.
Yep.
Oh, man, snowboarding. What a stupid sport. Oh, yeah, but speaking of snowboarding, going back to my favorite part about the snowboard lifestyle, as I think I'll have to agree with David on this one, the community is amazing. It's just a lot of like-minded individuals, you know, striving towards something. Also, I like flying through the air. That's also very fun. So, yeah, that's my favorite parts of the sport, or the lifestyle, I should say.
Hold on, can you just pause it for a second?
Yeah.
My phone's running out of battery.
Okay. Okay.
What was that?
I don't know.
Sound like a Minecraft zombie.
Yeah, okay. Right, I'll cut that part out.
Ah! No. Yeah, I had a really crazy thought the other day.
Yeah, what was that?
This girl likes to Minecraft. So, this is a Minecraft fort.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I just for some reason it crossed my mind.
Okay, all right.
Goodbye, female audience listeners. We're about to talk about Minecraft.
What? No, I actually know a lot of girls who play Minecraft, so I don't think it's just I think there's quite a few. I think everybody played Minecraft.
Cool.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right. So you know how there's the Nether in Minecraft?
Yeah.
And to get to the Nether, you have to make an obsidian, like, kind of rectangle
then
light a fire.
Uh-huh.
And it takes you to a completely different kind of world.
Yeah.
What if there was another world, but no one's found the entrance yet?
Oh, past the Nether? Like, if you're in...
No, not in the Nether. Like, maybe there's a different combination of blocks, and it takes you to a whole new world.
I don't know. I feel like people would have tried a lot of them. Actually,
but maybe it's
not.
Just something no one's found, and the creators are just waiting for someone to find it.
Huh. Should we try it?
We should try every combination of everything in Minecraft and see if we unlock something.
Okay.
Maybe it will be like one of those things like in Ready Player One. It's like the
first
person
one of the
to do
Easter
this.
Eggs, yeah.
Like, yeah, the first person
we
to do this.
We should just go back, like, really fast.
yeah.
Wow, I love that movie. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we should try.
Let's try it. We'll do that after this
podcast. Do you have Minecraft?
Yeah, I have Minecraft.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. I don't have Minecraft. I don't anymore, at least. I used to have it.
Well, we can get it.
We can get it. We should get Minecraft. Okay. Yeah. Where do you think it'll take us? Who knows?
No one will know.
It's the next frontier.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Space. The final frontier.
The final frontier. Minecraft.
What was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. Should we go do questions now?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that'll take up enough time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so the other day on my Instagram, I posted a story of me, of Rekai and I, talking. The other day on Instagram, I posted a story asking you guys to ask Rekai and I questions so we could answer them on the podcast. And now we're going to answer some of those questions and, you know.
I'm pretty excited. I don't think I've seen your all minds. These. Yeah, yeah. Just, yeah, I'm curious to hear what you guys ask because I honestly, I don't know. I haven't seen all of them.
I've scrolled through these questions.
Yeah.
The majority of them are asking if I'm a virgin.
Are you a virgin, David?
No. I've been right. Fucked by life on many occasions.
Yeah. We can just go, I've been, and then just...
Damn, why is people so curious about that?
I don't know.
Everyone's just horny little people.
Yeah, maybe. Or they just want to, like, they just look at you and they're like, I wonder. I wonder.
You don't see me rocking the Rorax?
The Rorax? No. Yeah, guys who wear Roraxes aren't virgins.
Yeah, are you crazy?
You crazy?
Crazy?
You're crazy. All right, what are some of the other questions? Other than, what would you say the percentage of them? Or that, like 25%?
At least 25%.
At least 25% of the questions were that. That's brutal.
Or it's all right. It's a bunch of those questions. There's, are you a virgin? Are you gay?
Well, man, it's crazy how many people are interested in sexuality.
People think that I'm gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you had
that? I get so many comments.
Really?
I'm not gay. And there's nothing wrong with being gay, but I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
I like girls, man. No.
Really? Girls ask you that?
No, I said I like girls.
Oh, you like girls. Okay. I thought you were saying girls ask you if you're gay.
Yeah.
Because that would be a heartbreaker. Am I gay? Yeah. No. You like how I had to think about it for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because honestly, like, with sexuality, you know, we're all on, like, it's all spectrums. And so, like... Everybody's a little bit gay. Yeah, or I guess just a little bit, like, everybody's open sexually to, you know, the other gender. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not gay for everyone else.
Yeah. But David wants you to know that he's not gay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right. He's also not a virgin, though. He's not gay, and he's not a virgin. Okay? All right? Come on. Come on, man.
Please, people,
believe me.
Here we go. Here's a question.
Mm.
This question is from Tian Collins. I don't know who he is, but
who's Tian?
Yeah, I don't know. But
sounds like a freaking tool. Just kidding. We're gonna have him on this podcast later.
Yeah, we're actually. Gonna have him on this podcast. Oh yeah, on this podcast. We're gonna have him on in the next podcast that comes out. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He's one of our friends. He's a really good snowboarder.
Yeah, he really is. You should go check him out on Instagram.
He wants to know who is each other's five favorite snowboarders.
Five favorite snowboarders.
Five. I know my answer straight away, but I'll let you go first.
Okay, let me go first. All right. Yeah. Ross Powers. Ross Powers is awesome. I actually know him. He's a family friend of mine, and I love his snowboarding. I love his method.
Wait, is that your girlfriend's dad?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. My girlfriend's last name is Powers, but no, it's not. It's not her dad. He's from Vermont.
I was going to say, dude, that's
huge role model. It's a pretty huge role model.
Pretty simp move.
Yeah, man. And then I really like John Jackson. John Jackson's sick. He's just a beast. The terrain that he hits, he lands stuff that's just unbelievable. Like, oh, so rad. Okay, next pro snowboarder.
Cut the answers down a little bit so they're a little bit quicker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're running out of time. But
now,
yeah.
Moving into the... Okay. So then the next three, the first two are the big ones. Next three, I'm just going to go with Ben Ferguson. Love Ben Ferguson. Dylan Ojo. Dylan Ojo is so sick. RIP. Legend. And then last one, let me think. Who am I going to put in that fifth position, man?
Who's inspired you the most?
Who's inspired me the most? Inspired me the most. Well, Ross Powers, that was the first one. He's probably inspired me the most. Mm. And then, but this one, okay. Kazu. Oh, my God. Kazu, of course.
Okay.
Kazu. He, those aren't in chronological order, but Kazu's awesome. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay.
Chronological order.
Got him. Yeah, yeah. So they're not in chronological from one to five. Like, yeah, they're just all my five favorite snowboarders. But Kazuhiro Kakubo is so sick. Yeah. All right. How about you, David?
Well, if you ask me who I thought the five favorite snowboarders of all time.
Yeah.
Dylan.
Because they spit hot fire. And if you a little Dave Chappelle reference there. If you don't know what we're talking about, go check out. What's the skit called again? Who knows? Whatever.
You'll find it. Yeah. Right. Next question. So I can't call it answering seriously.
Yeah.
Here we go. This question, well, it's not even a question. It's actually a statement from a girl named Laura Laura Kilbrey.
Okay.
Maybe it's a guy. Maybe it's like one of those conjoint accounts. I don't know. But they said my girlfriend and I are naming our child Rakai.
Really?
I mean, well, that's all it says.
It could be a joint account, or it could just be somebody who's in a relationship with another woman. But that's awesome.
What do you think about that?
Dude, that's sick.
Yeah, are you going to take commission on that? Honored. Or what's happening?
That's enough. This is the honor of them naming their child. Well, is it after me, or is it just like they like the name?
Dude, are there any other Rakais?
Well, I'm named after a Rakai, actually. It was my dad's roommate when he was in college.
True.
Yeah. But let's just go with they're naming him after me.
They're naming him after you, dude.
Or she. You never know. I guess it could be either.
What, they found a different Rakai? And they left a comment on our podcast.
No. I'm saying that it could be a girl's name. I feel like Rakai could work as a girl's name.
Mm. Bet the child's gonna grow up to be the sickest person ever.
Yeah,
an absolute simp.
Yeah.
All right, this one's for me. How long have you done YouTube for? I've been doing it as a job for properly 3 years.
Right on.
How long have you? No.
How long have you been doing YouTuber guy? Yet to start.
Why do you look Swedish from the Stoked guy?
Wait, is he asking you or me?
I don't know. I don't think any of us look Swedish though. Oh, you do.
Look Swedish?
Maybe you could be an Ebba.
True, I am a dancing queen. It's true. Damn, I don't know. I've never heard that I look Swedish before. So if you are Swedish and you're saying I look like Swedish, like I'm Swedish, I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah, I'm flattered.
From Dale Wilton, are you going to Japan this year? Maybe.
Yeah, you might. Maybe. I don't know if I'll make it to Japan this year. Mm. I wish I could go to Japan this year. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Have you ever skied? Have either of you ever skied? From dadcam.mp4.
Well, dadcam, I will tell you, I have skied before. And the first time I did it, I had to learn it for school because at the time, you weren't allowed to snowboard when you went on school trips, skiing or snowboarding. And so I had to learn how to ski, and my dad took me, and I cried the entire chairlift ride up because I didn't want to do it.
True.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was like, do you think...
Don't make me do it.
Straight up. I was like, do you think Sean White ever skied? No, he didn't. He only snowboarded. And that's why he's so awesome.
My deepest, darkest secret is that I skied before I snowboarded.
Really? Oh, true.
It's not my deepest, darkest one, but it's a deep one.
It's up there. It's up there with the deepest, darkest.
But so. I converted quite early on. I was like, I want to snowboard.
Yeah.
I snowboarded once, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to ski again.
Yeah, never going back. Never going back. It's usually how it is.
Yeah. When did you start skating? From Matty Conacella.
My first skateboard I got when I was two, and I would roll around on it on my stomach. And my knees. So I guess
two.
Yeah, I'll go with two.
Hey, that's a trick.
It's pushing.
I've got my first skateboard when I was. It would have been around 4 or 5.
Yeah.
It was like a cheap one, but like yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll just push around.
Yeah.
from Dane Kirk, is shrimp an aphrodisiac?
I would say so, from the amount of shrimp that we eat.
We eat a lot of shrimp.
And I would say I'm pretty... Yeah, it's an aphrodisiac.
My house is aphrodisiac.
Yeah, my house is aphrodisiac.
That's a song, by the way, if anyone's wondering. My house is blue. My house is black. My house is groove. My house is Jack. My house is aphrodisiac.
Yeah, who is that by?
I'm not sure. I just remember, like,
yeah. Friends used to his shrimp and aphrodisiac.
From Evan Lloyd, any plans to come to the East Coast, USA?
Not this year, probably, but I have a lot of friends here from the East Coast. I used to ride in Vermont. You know, Ice Coast represent. But no, not this year, unfortunately. Probably not.
Me neither. Hey, I'm just being straight up.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to the
not
East Coast.
Not right now,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
In the future, maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Oh, this one's a deep one, actually. This one is from our friend Tasman. If you could give your 10-year-old self advice, what would you say?
If I could give myself my 10-year-old self advice, say, don't let the haters get to you, man. Just
keep
doing
your
thing.
Dude, that's what I was
going to say. Oh, really?
Dude.
Dude.
Well, that's the only good one.
Yeah, well.
Because there's going to be people that try to put you down in life.
Yeah.
You got to say, nah.
Nah.
I am doing what I'm doing because I love it.
And that's all that matters, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There we go. We just answered the question together.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Here we go. Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Reynolds. Oh, nah, Ryan Gosling.
I don't know. I don't think
I love Ryan Gosling, dude. He's in Blade
Runner,
too.
I like them both.
Yeah, I like them both, too. But come on, La La Land, dude. Ryan Gosling is a freaking babe, dude.
Yeah. You want to know why I think we both really like La La Land?
It's because we're Sims.
Because we're Sims. Yeah.
Dude, the ending to that movie is devastating.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away, but you're like, man, they chose their dreams over their love. Are they happy? Was it worth it?
Emma Stone, why would you? No.
No. You're famous. You have your jazz club. And you're still just yearning for each other. Goddamn.
Here we go from Jonathan Buckhouse.
Yeah.
What does Rakai think of snowboard YouTubers?
I like snowboard YouTubers. One of my really good friends, one of my best friends is a snowboard YouTuber, so there we go.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're a bunch of assholes that don't know anything about snowboarding, and they're just doing it for money.
Well, there's that. But I forgive that.
Oh, perfect.
Did he say that? No.
No, that's what I said. Oh,
okay. Yeah. I was like, damn. Yeah.
From my friend Yannick and Narev. Shred 1904. Have you considered video recording the podcast and uploading it to YouTube?
I think we've considered it. I don't know if we have the facilities yet.
Maybe
to do
next
that.
Season.
Maybe next season. Maybe. Yeah.
If that's something that you guys would want to see, let us know somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell
for
us
sure.
On Instagram. Comment on my videos.
Or on Patreon.
Hey, if you comment, on Patreon, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's answer a couple more. Then I think. That'll be it. This one's for me. From Peg Susie. Are you ever going to post daily? Nope. I did that for the very first season that I did YouTube. And for what I want to do right now, I can't. It's impossible.
Yeah. You're not going to make as many quality vids.
No, exactly.
Yeah, it'll just be quantity.
I could post daily. I could post I could post two times a day if I wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
But the videos would not be something that I'm proud of.
Yeah, for sure.
Has Rakai ever been riding in Maine?
In Maine?
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
from
let me
Oscar.
Think about this.
Dot T.
I've been surfing in Maine. I have never been snowboarding in Maine, though. Yeah, so counts, I guess, like, counts for something.
It counts, yeah.
Yeah.
From Bart Leeton, that's his name.
Okay.
Is Rakai a simp?
We've already went over this.
We have discussed this from the very first episode of the podcast.
Simp and proud.
He is the simp lord.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the time. All day, every day.
What is your favorite snowboard trick?
Crippler. That's my favorite snowboard trick to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to really like backside triples, but now yeah. I really like front threes off the toes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Because those triples just get tiresome.
Yeah, I've done too many.
Done too many.
What is a trick you have always wanted to do?
I think a back triple 14 for sure. True. Like I've always wanted to do that one. I haven't done it. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I've done back double tens, and I'm like, man, it would be cool to do that one more time.
Mm. I've always thought it would be cool to do any kind of variation of a double flip.
Yeah. You'll get. I reckon you'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it one day.
Yeah, like we'll build a pow kicker, and you should just launch yourself.
I'll do it. Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Say I won't.
Yeah. All right. Next question. What do we got? Rapid fire, hot potato.
Oh yeah. Do you like jazz?
Yeah, I actually do like jazz.
Jazz is pretty cool. I like jazz. I like.
Yeah. Oscar Peterson trio. Yeah. Dave Brubeck. Yeah, I like jazz.
Yeah. What's your middle name?
My middle name?
Yeah.
I actually have two middle names. One of them's Daniel. The other one's Fadaheadaheady. Yeah. I'll go into the story of that name in another podcast.
My middle name is Andrew.
Yeah.
Fadaheadaheady.
Let me make sure. Fadaheadaheady. Yeah, that's how you pronounce it, I think.
What job would have you done if you weren't a YouTuber?
Me?
Honestly, it would be some. I don't know what I really would have done, but I would hope that it would be something in the film industry.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long has Rakai been growing his mustache?
Oh, that's been in around 4 months now. I've been growing my mustache for 4 months.
Are you gonna do Movember?
Well, honestly, I think I'm gonna get back to California, and I think the mustache is gonna be shaved.
Not even.
Well, the deal was before I left the States, right after I left the States, I started to grow my facial hair out a little bit while I was in isolation in Auckland, and my girlfriend basically challenged me to grow it until I see her next. So it's almost to that mark. Yeah. Yep. I've almost won.
Rakai is not doing Movember.
Well, I'm doing the first half in Movember. I'm half doing Movember.
Is that Rakai with the white shirt and the guitar and David's old intro, outro? I don't have an intro. Yes, that is.
That's from the kazoo video. I think that was during the Beatles song.
Yep, that's him.
8 days a week. Yeah.
Have you ever sighted a UFO?
No, I've never. I saw Starlink the other night.
Yeah, I thought it was a UFO. You on my Starlink.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, what is happening? Are we getting invaded?
Yeah. If you don't know what Starlink is, it's pretty much like, it's just Elon Musk.
Yeah, in the sky.
Yeah, you know how Santa Claus has his, like, reindeers?
Yeah.
I like to imagine that that's Elon Musk on the last one.
Yeah. Getting pulled along by the rest of the Starlink.
Yeah.
No, that's the closest thing I've seen to a UFO.
Mm, yeah. What is your funniest chairlift experience?
Funniest chairlift experience?
Yeah.
I got offered an illegal substance when I was like 13 on a chairlift in Colorado with this dude who just had the biggest gaper gap.
Really?
And like the oldest pair of skis.
Was it just like, hey kid, want some weed?
Yeah. And I was like,
that's like a meme.
Yeah. And I was like 13, hey, just like, no.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, you met the real life me.
Yeah. I met the
hey,
meme.
Kid,
hey
want
kid,
some weed?
Want some weed? Want some drugs?
Yeah, come over here.
No, I don't.
Yeah. You have a trench coat on?
Yeah, it opens it up. No. He just...
A whole lot of watches inside.
So he's a kooky skier from Colorado. Yeah.
I really want to run into a guy that has a big trench coat on and he opens up and he has watches inside.
Like a bunch of pockets inside. Yeah. Different things.
Me and my friend, Corey, we used to sing to people on the gondola.
Oh, nice.
But we wouldn't do it if it was a big group. Like, we would be in the gondola, two of us and one other person. If it was that situation, we'll break into song.
That's awesome.
And we'll get them to join in.
Nice.
Like, it'll be like, tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache. Yeah.
Tell me why. And then we'll be
back
like.
Back and forth. Yeah.
Me and Corey will be going at it. We'll be like, ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. And then just point
I
at the verse.
I never want to hear
So yeah, we used to do that. We thought it was funny.
That is really funny, actually. Oh, actually, I have another really funny chairlift experience. I was in the gondola one time with our friend, who we're actually living with at the moment, and he openly mocked somebody else who was on the gondola at the beginning of the gondola ride.
I was there.
Yeah, and then we just had to sit awkwardly in silence after he mocked this. I think the lady, she had kids, and she was like, "All right, guys, make sure that you have your skis inside." And our friend just goes, "All right, guys, make sure you have your skis inside." And we're just like, why would you do that?
Dude, we'll talk to him about this in the next
episode. Yeah, we will. He's going to be our guest, actually, in the next episode. Yeah. We'll bring it up.
And speaking about the next episode, we'll see you guys
in the next episode. Because we have come to the end of our time. Yep. Thank you for listening.
Hey, if you enjoy what we do, make sure to go give us a review or a rating on Apple Podcasts or anywhere like that.
You
can go check out our Patreon. We have merchandise now.
Yeah.
And all of that really supports the podcast. So, yeah, if you're a fan of this and you want it to keep going, it's not like we're going to stop if you don't. But
yeah.
It helps us out.
Can't stop us. No. But it really helps us out if you do go and support us.
We appreciate all of our podcast Patreons, people that have bought merch, and everyone that just listens to us.
Yeah. Seriously, it's awesome. Thank you guys so much. And we'll catch you next week.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.